Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna and Dave Moore of More Wealth Management. Retirement planning comes with unique challenges, like managing market volatility, staying ahead of inflation, and building a strategy that aligns with your goals. On this show, we'll tackle your biggest financial concerns, share actionable insights, and explore strategies to help you navigate your journey to retirement confidence. Now let's get started with More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to More Wealth Retirement Talk, the show that helps you plan smarter, retire confidently, and protect the wealth you've worked hard to build. I'm Dave Moore, and I'm here today with my wife, the brains behind More Wealth, licensed retirement advisor, author, and retirement planning expert, Shauna Moore. And joining us today is our co-host and all-around voice of reason. We all know we need it, Jacqueline Gladhill.
Hey, thanks, Dave, and thank you to everyone listening today. Jacqueline, glad to have you.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. And Dave, I don't know if I'm the voice of reason that you're talking about, but you know, I'll take it. I'll run with it. Let's put it that way. It's a compliment.
You have a new title.
Yes, I think we should use that. You know, I'm on my door at work. You know, voice of reason, Jacqueline.
And before we get into today's big topic, though, since school is starting around the country for a lot of people, we wanted to give a quick shout out to our son, Jack, who is heading out to California to start his college journey next week.
He is. We got a big moving weekend. Kind of a little sentimental, but we're excited for his journey. I know he's excited. Of course, he thinks he's got everything licked and he's ready to go, but.
Are you ready for him to leave?
Am I ready for him to leave?
Yeah. I think Dave has more emotions on this right now.
Yeah. No, it's sentimental. It's time for him to get out on his own. He's itching to get out and kind of like throwing him to the fire, you know, but he'll do well.
Yeah.
He'll do pretty good. He's in good hands out there. We have a lot of family out there and a lot of really good friends out there to help take care of him. And he's only a 6-hour drive away, a 1-hour flight. So I think he'll do just fine. I know he's looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I know we've also talked about, you know, he's going to have to learn to do laundry pretty quick and, you know, cooking pretty quickly. And so I give him a lot of luck and guidance and hope for the best in what he can accomplish and learn quickly.
Quickly.
Yep. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners can resonate. Some of them have probably already been through that or are going through it as we speak. So, again, we do have a big topic to cover. And honestly, it's one of the most misunderstood parts of financial planning. Who is actually managing your money and how active are they really?
And if you've ever assumed your advisor was watching the markets every day and tweaking your investments regularly, you'll want to stick around because honestly, most of the time, that's just not what's happening.
Well, before we dive in, quick reminder, you can always reach us at 833-4MYWEALTH. That's 833-4MYWEALTH. Or you can reach us at morewealthtalk.com. That's two O's and more. MOORE wealthtalk.com to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call. No pressure, y'all. Just a chat to see where you are. And if we can help you, we'd love to. Well, Shauna, let's start with this. People say to us all the time, my advisor manages my portfolio, but what does that really mean?
Well, in most cases, it means that at some point, maybe years ago, maybe a decade ago or more, your advisor maybe picked out some mutual funds, some ETFs, maybe some stocks, or they plugged them into a model portfolio, and then that's it. Nothing's been adjusted. Nothing's really been actively managed. It's what we call a buy and hold or set it and forget it strategy, which is not truly a strategy at all.
Yeah, and it sounds like if the market's doing well, but what happens when the market changes or even crashes from our experience this last year?
Well, and that's the issue. If there's no one really managing that, you know, these type of portfolios aren't built to respond. There's no changes being made. There's no proactive approach to that. Most advisors, just simply to be honest, don't have the time or resources to actively manage your portfolio in real time while also helping you with tax planning, Social Security, retirement income planning, you know, meeting with their clients, helping service those clients, compliance reasons. It's just simply not feasible to do all of that and actively put 60 hours a week into managing your portfolios.
So it's not that they don't care. It's just not their model, right? But people think they're getting active management.
Right. And the thing is that many people don't even realize until it's too late. And that means, like you referenced, Jacqueline, this spring, until your portfolio takes a hit, has more volatility than expected, you lose a lot more than maybe you should have. And you at that time realize that no one made any changes to help protect your account prior to something happening.
Well, so let's talk about what true active management looks like. Why don't you dive in a little bit and explain to our listeners what we do differently at More Wealth?
Absolutely. So here at More Wealth, we choose to take a team approach. You know, we lead the retirement planning strategy. We help our clients with maximizing their Social Security benefits, helping them determine the proper income drawdown from their accounts, tax efficiency planning. We'll talk about long-term care, legacy planning, all the core parts of our holistic approach, if you will, at More Wealth. And then on the investment side, we partner with institutional grade portfolio managers, such as Gradient Investments and Market Guard, where we have a direct working relationship with the portfolio manager, and we work together to help guide our clients with the right portfolios, the right investments, and making sure that they're actively managed on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, More Wealth. I mean, it's like having a full investment department working for your clients. I mean, without them having to be in the big corporate firm.
Exactly, Jacqueline. And so these professionals we're talking about, they spend over 60 hours per week analyzing the markets. That's all they do. That's what they're focused on. They have advanced tools, algorithms, real-time data feeds, and they're constantly reallocating portfolios based on risk signals, market trends, sector rotations, things that the average advisor just can't efficiently monitor actively day to day.
And just to be clear, these portfolio managers don't speak to our clients directly. They know the account, but not the person. The client relationship basically stays with us.
Correct. So we bring client needs and preferences into the process. We help the portfolio managers to know which portfolio is right for that client, but that insight helps influence how those portfolios are constructed and adjusted over time. But we are the ones dealing directly with our clients and have that relationship.
So what you're basically saying is that, you know, you still get that boutique feel, but with institutional power behind you.
Absolutely, Jacqueline. And that's the goal. The intent is for us to have that one-on-one personal relationship with our clients, but still giving them that large backing behind their accounts.
Well, let's be real here. Some advisors still try to do it all, and God bless them for trying to do that. I know in baseball, with the baseball reference again.
Of course.
There could be 100 different drills out there to do in practice. And I know a lot of people who go out and they try to touch on all 100 of them. And what happens is they become a jack of all trades and a master of none type of deal. But in your experience, Shauna, what happens when someone tries to be the portfolio manager, the planner, the tax expert, the estate planner, client and service team, and business owner all at the same time?
Well, and to be honest, it's a lot of hats, so they can get burned out. Depends on how many years they've been in the business. But in all honesty, their clients probably are not getting the attention they deserve in critical areas. You know, so even if you have a lot of experience in a lot of those, there's some things that you need a team effort. You need some assistance with. You simply can't give every client personalized retirement income planning and manage their money in real-time markets. It's just too much, to be honest.
Well, and I want to go back to Dave's quote, you know, jack of all trades, but master of none. And I know we even talked about this last week on the podcast, and I feel like it's going to a general practitioner who also wants to do your surgery. It just doesn't make sense. So you want the right expert for the job.
Yes. And that's why we chose a different model. So we work as a team with dedicated portfolio managers doing what they do best, with myself and Dave and our team focusing on designing personalized retirement income strategies, income planning, navigating Social Security, when to take those benefits, taxes, and how to reduce taxes in their retirement, legacy planning, all those sorts of things, and really provide the best overall plan for our clients.
Well, here's the kicker. Some people are paying lower fees with a traditional advisor and think they're getting a great deal, right?
Right. But you have to ask yourself, what are you actually getting for those lower fees? If the advisor isn't actually actively managing your money or updating your financial plan regularly, those savings might actually be costing you a lot more in missed opportunities or unnecessary risk than they're worth.
Great point, Shauna. So it's not just about the fees, it's about the true value behind it.
Exactly. And, you know, we're completely transparent. Our clients are not charged any additional fees. We split our fee with the professional portfolio managers that we choose to partner with. So it doesn't cost them anything extra. It just delivers more for them. It's like hiring a full-time investment team without paying six salaries.
Yeah. So Shauna, how does this actually impact clients in real life? I mean, what's the result?
Well, you know, first, Jacqueline, I believe clients, they tend to feel more confident. That's what we hear from our clients. They're more confident in what we're providing for them. They know that we're watching the big picture and that the portfolio managers are watching the daily moves. So that helps reduce emotional investing and helps protect from rash decisions and provides our clients with more peace of mind that they can now enjoy their retirement, or if they're nearing retirement, the last years while they're still working, without having to worry about what's going on in their investment accounts.
Which does allow us to be more proactive, which is kind of like our theme anyway. You know, if you start a business, why wait until something bad happens to put in your security system, right? So instead, be proactive, be prepared. We have models in place that can trigger reallocations based on preset rules or momentum signals.
Exactly. And so we're not reacting when the market drops. We're making changes prior to that. So the other thing is, because we are an independent firm, we are not locked into one set of portfolios. We have the freedom to choose the best portfolio managers and make changes when needed for each of our clients.
And emotionally reacting to the market can be super triggering to your portfolio. So it's like having access to a big firm firepower, but with the personal service of a boutique firm is what More Wealth is.
Right, which is exactly what people tell us what they want. They don't want to feel just like a number. Nobody does.
No, exactly. So again, if you're listening right now and wondering what your advisor is actually doing behind the scenes, you know, give us a call. We'll take a look, we'll run an analysis, and we'll tell you what's really happening in your portfolio. And then, you know, if you've ever wondered, well, why do your fees seem so low? Ask what you're getting in return. Are you getting real-time portfolio adjustments, a full retirement income plan, tax coordination, or is it just a one-size-fits-all approach that hasn't changed in years?
Yeah, so call 833-4-MY-WEALTH. So that's 833-4-MY-WEALTH. Or head to morewealthtalk.com to schedule your no charge 15-minute discovery call. You'll talk with Shauna directly and get a better understanding of where you may stand.
And while you're there, don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts. We release new episodes regularly to help you navigate your retirement decisions with clarity.
Thank you. And we appreciate you being here. We hope this gave you a fresh look in what real active management can look like, especially when it's paired with a true retirement income plan.
Thank you for joining us, everybody, from wherever you may be and wherever you're listening, for another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk. Until next time, retire smarter, live better, and don't settle for being just another account number.
Well, thank you, Shauna and Dave, for today's episode. It was very insightful. And that does it for this episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk with your host, Shauna and Dave Moore.
Thank you for joining us for More Wealth Retirement Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Shauna and Dave Moore at More Wealth Management at 480-800-7077 or visit morewealthmanagement.net. Join us again soon for another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, an affiliated company. More Wealth Partners and More Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Federal Medicare Program or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.